Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Before we get to today's episode, we're joined by the beautiful, incredible man of the people, Tom Walker, to talk about his latest Amazon Prime special. Please, Tom, if you would, take it away. Let us know.
Take it away and then give it to us, Tom.
Yeah, take it All away right. and then give it right back.
Consider it taken, and I'm now rearing up my arm to give it right back. I've got an Amazon Prime special that's coming out. It's an hour of my comedy, stand-up, and physical stuff. It's called Very Very, and it's available on that platform from Friday, May 1st. Please motor on over and have a look. I'm very proud of it, and all the Sans Pants people were there at the recording, and yeah. It was good.
Laughing
if you're
loud.
Lucky, you can hear us. You'll be able to hear us laughing. Yeah. If you're lucky.
if you've listened to Tom on Big Soft Hit and you think he sounds funny, wait till you see how funny he looks. You're gonna have such a good time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Please check it out. So long.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you take down the Fantastic Four? They've had it coming for too long.
I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
Get out of my New York.
There's
huh?
a fucking stretchy guy. There's some invisible one. There's fucking hot fella and Rock.
That's true.
I hate them all.
As he loves to say.
It's Rock time. Shut up, Rock. I miss when my rocks didn't talk.
Yeah. They just sat there and did nothing.
Yeah.
And
were nice looking in my garden. Now they're animate and I've got no time for it.
Fists.
All right, well, look, I know me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a little dumpy.
Yeah, sure.
I can't really fight the Fantastic, especially Rock.
Yeah.
He's going to hurt.
He's so big.
And hot guy.
And how do you punch him without getting burned knuckles?
Ah, he's just hot.
Yeah.
So, thing I know about the Fantastic Four the most is that Reed is not an attentive husband.
That's true.
Namor is on the scene, and he's basically kind of keeps cutting the lunch of Reed because Sue has the hots for Namor, but she never...
Why be with Stretch Man when you can be with Fish Man?
Exactly. Fish Man, who's so confident and hot that he only wears Speedos, like, always. He That's amazing.
He's got Speedos, like green fish scale Speedos, little wings on his feet, and sometimes wears a leather, like...
Leather jerkin. Oh, that's good.
Now that's a man who just exceeds.
Oh yeah, and they're low little green undies as well. He's showing off his cum gutters. Pretty good. Yeah,
they are little budgie smugglers.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's almost like a three pronged approach. Step plan.
Sure. Here,
attack.
Yeah. Look, what I got to do is,
whilst this may be a non-violent attack, it's violent in its motives.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first thing I got to do is I got to go to Namor.
Mm. Yes.
And I got to be like, you know, go on, get like a scuba suit or whatever and go under the sea and be like, Namor, what's your name?
It's great. You get a scuba suit. You sound drunk. Drop in the ocean. Namor!
Namor!
Where's Namor?
Namor!
I got a fish! plan to tell this damn guy.
I'm a speedo boy, come gutters or whatever.
Have a Dutch courage, because if Rock finds out this
down there drunk off his ass.
What?
I'm in so much trouble.
Yeah. I'm riding the boat. Am I drunk?
Jackson, we were just at a bar.
Come on. We're in water, guys.
You're holding a cocktail.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we're all wearing Hawaiian shirts. We're on a bit of a pleasure cruise. We're all like, you guys shush. If Hot Boy finds out, he's going to make the water steam and I'm going to cook. So give me that oxygen tank and push me in.
So this is where our plan started. We're all drunk on a pleasure cruise, and I said, hey, we need to kill the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I hate Rock.
You're so right. Rock's the worst. And Hot? Are you kidding me?
Man. Rock, Hot,
Stretch, and gone.
Man, you know who is... There's that invisible one.
Gone.
Gone. And Stretch, she married Stretch, yeah. But she loved Fish Boy.
Yeah.
Where are we? We're in the ocean.
On a yacht.
Go see fish.
I got a plan, boys. Give me that oxygen tank. Push me in.
All okay. Right.
Done.
Push me in.
It's great that as you sink, there'll be a scramble to get your scuba gear attached. Oh, my God. I've been sobered up by the water very quick.
Oh, shit. I need to swim.
And then you find Namor.
So Namor, I'm like, right, Namor, look, hey, I know you got this whole Atlantean thing to run, but you know what you love?
Mm-hmm.
Sustel. She's great.
You're horny for Gone.
You love Gone.
You love Gone.
Do you mean Sue Storm?
Yeah. Whatever her real name is, who knows? Okay. We call her Gone.
Yeah. So I just got to get buddy-buddy with Namor.
Sure.
And to be like, you're all for, you know, fish rights.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's great. That's great. Dude.
We need that. We need the fish. Hey, so best way we can do this is why don't you, like back in days of old, where two big houses joined by marriage to kind of like further, you know, political and power and whatever.
Some of the
And who's more powerful than Gone?
That's true. Yeah.
And two of the most powerful houses in the MCU, the sea...
And Gone.
And Sue Storm.
Exactly. So sea and land.
Yeah.
Sea and air.
Oh, my.
Sea and air.
That's
land
clever,
is fucked.
Come that's on. You and you know what you hate? You hate land.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you can kind of point out, you can be like, hey, so the Fantastic Four are the four elements except for Reed Richards, who everyone says is water, but that doesn't really make sense.
He's just stretchy.
But you are water.
Rubber's not an element, last time I checked.
Where do you live? Water, mate.
Okay, so that we get, I guess, so, okay, we get Namor onto the ship.
Yep. So, all right. So,
Namor. Maybe.
I was like, all right, Namor, get him like, you know, all hyped up to be like, you know, this is you got to do it. You got
to hyped
start.
Up to cuck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hyped to cuck.
Hyped
baby.
To cuck. And we go, but all right, cool. Now, step two in this plan.
Yeah.
Namor the bull.
I need to go on a girls' night out with Gone.
Yes.
Get no a real, boys, no boys.
Yeah.
It's girls' night out.
And have a nice chat with her.
Yeah.
And to be like, man, Reed's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true. And you got to sit Sue down.
I love Gone down.
Couple of cosmos.
Love sitting down someone's wife and being like, cheat on your husband.
Yeah.
Fuck different man.
Fuck Fishball. You've already done it once, maybe. We don't know. Look, Franklin, who's the dad?
Yeah, we can't say. Mm-hmm. Who's more powerful, Namoron or Reed Richam?
Stretch or fish? Who's more powerful?
Well, I mean,
New York, and plus we'll have a Sex in the City marathon. It'll be great. We'll have the cosmos. It'll be good. We'll
getting someone hyped up to cheat on their husband is so funny.
I just love it's New York. It's like you're like what you keep falling back on when she's unsure.
It's New York!
Come on. City of love!
Gone! What would Samantha say?
Yeah.
What would Samantha say?
It's New York.
It's New York,
fuck
baby.
Fish.
Fuck fish, boy. Fuck
I like fish. Hey, Samantha does have an attachment to sushi, but then her husband slash, nope, not husband, boyfriend fucks her over with that.
Well, there you go. I don't know. He's just got a job. He was an actor. He got help back at work. That was a whole miscommunication.
Yeah, no, I know.
That was the movie and poorly written.
Yeah. But she would still associate fish with being let down by her actor boyfriend that I think she dumps after that.
Yeah, Smith Jared.
But I think Gorn can appreciate that Stretch is not a good man.
Yeah.
He isn't a good husband.
Exactly.
I think Gorn would love the excuse.
Yeah. So, okay. The three of us, we got to go to a club. a lot of drinks, and we get Sue Storm, and we just have
Zaman's
a lovely...
drunk before the...
He's just stepped off the pleasure cruise.
We gotta go get drunk. I think you are.
Aren't we all right? Okay.
I mean, I've sobered up a bit, but... Yeah.
I'm loving this pineapple drink. It's good. Anywho, we gotta go to somewhere. We get. All right, who's friends?
I don't know if she has
She-Hulk?
Any friends.
This is your plan, mate.
She-Hulk.
Oh God,
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. Don't you called up She-Hulk thinking that her name is She-Hulk, thinking that she'll be super for this because she's like finally uniting air and sea.
I love her. She-Hulk. You mean She-Hulk?
I guess I did.
Hand boop, over the receiver. Boop,
guys, I fucked up.
What
guys,
did you
I
say?
Made a big fuck up.
Is her name
up.
Not She-Hulk?
No, it's She-Hulk. Jennifer.
Yeah, we're going out with Sue. You want to come along? Couple of drinks.
It's a girls' night out. Girls no night boys, out. No,
no
boys.
No boys, no boys. What it's up? A girls' night out. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So we simply invite her. I don't know. I was going to say Jean Grey, but no, telepath. Don't want her finding out my plans.
Or do you want Jean Grey involved? That makes the cheating. I mean, that's bad. That's manipulation. But you're already manipulating her, so hey. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I think Jean Grey can be like, I'm looking in your brain, Sue Storm. Sorry, go on. And I can see that you don't love your husband.
Yeah.
But you're horny for Namor. Mm. So
exactly. You're just really, really relying on that.
And Jean Grey, I mean, because like, you know, she understands being with a shit boyfriend.
Cyclops sucks.
Scott sucks. Absolutely. Sucks had an affair. A psychic affair with Emma Frost. You know, it's fine. She should be on side.
Yeah. I might also take down Cyclops because I hate him.
You're gonna, you go, you fuck Jean Grey. I'll fuck Wolverine. Just getting pounded by Wolverine halfway through, I'm like, wait a second.
Is this what I wanted?
What was the plan?
No, I mean,
tonight?
No, I want this.
This is good. It's intense, but it's good. But I don't know how this fits into the plan. Wolverine, sorry, I'm going to swivel around to face you. What was my plan here? Don't stop. Yeah,
my legs are still up for a reason.
Yeah, but like, what is going on, actually?
Don't Wolverine's worry, balls slamming into your balls, I feel, would feel
his would be
bad.
Spiky. Like, he would have sharp little hairs on his balls, and I got soft, gentle hairs on mine.
you are famous for soft, gentle ball hairs.
It's gonna imagine YouTube being like, "Wait, where's Jackson? Is he misunderstood?"
Oh, I'm like, "Where's Jackson? Wait, what am I thinking about Jackson? I'm having sex with Jean Grey.
Wait, what was the plan?
Jackson's in the room
see,
next door.
Sue, you see,
Cyclops
Sue.
Knocks on the door. Hey, I'm like." Dude, I'm busy.
I'm busy. Go check on Jackson. Knocking in the door. Yeah, gotcha, Cyclops. What? Wait, what?
What was the plan?
I forget what we
Where's
were doing.
Sam?
So I'll be there. God. So I'll be there, arm over Sue and She-Hulk being like, see, everyone's having a good time. And then we get sneaky Namor to appear at the club.
Okay.
This
and
plan.
Then he can swoop in. And him and Sue can hit it off.
Yeah,
it's gonna go out without him.
Your plan is literally just to be like, Sue, you should have an affair. Here's Namor, and be like, hey, Namor, you should sleep with Sue.
Yeah, sorry, 3-prong approach. Fuck. Oh no, I gotta be. So, I'm so drunk at this point. Okay, I gotta go distract Reed.
Reed,
what?
I don't know.
Do you want to just have
you
a chat?
You call me an Uber.
I'm wow. in trouble, dude. Can I sleep on your couch?
Yeah.
I lost my wallet in a drain.
Exactly.
Can you get
I
it with your
I
own?
Threw it.
Yeah.
The cash fell out.
But hang
on
a second. Maybe
money
I don't need
wet.
You for this plan, Rick. Maybe I need Sue's brother. Yeah, give me hot. His younger brother.
Who
you
are you?
You've involved so many people in this plan. I'm so
and
glad.
Give me Rock while you're at it. Hot Rock. Hey, you're so happy.
Okay, so your plan to defeat the Fantastic Four is to involve the Fantastic Four now.
Yes.
So at least me and Jackson sleeping with Jean and Wolverine respectively makes sense.
At least that has a achievable, it's an achievable goal.
Yeah, what happens
clear
when...
clear results.
What happens when spiky hair meets soft, gentle hair? Now we know.
We know. It's prickly, but good.
Yeah.
So it is. All right, so I'll sit down in a drunken state and have a chat with Hot and Rock.
Yeah.
Hopefully Reed will be overhearing because he's a nosy little bitch.
Yeah.
And I'll be just like, is Sue even happy? And they'll be, of course, like, no, she's not. But Namor makes her happy.
Okay,
like,
look.
I hear little birdie told me that she's currently at, you know, the club,
at the club with Namor.
Gene and Seahawk was there.
So I like to imagine this is how the night ends for Zelda. Okay. I imagine maybe Namor and Gorn are just having a nice chat. Maybe they're bonding. And Zammit's getting the shit beat out of him by the rest of the Fantastic Four.
Has Reed ever used his arm to become a noose before?
Oh, no.
I just like to imagine Zammit, like, you know how you can get kicked out of a bar where they grab you by the scruff of your neck and the pants, but it's just Reed's long hands doing
kicking
that
out you out
window.
Of the city.
But then if Reed goes and goes to see Gorn and chatting to Namor, it's going to be like he'll blow up and have a bit of a hissy fit and then prove that, you know, he's not emotionally mature to be in a marriage.
Hmm? Joel Zammit. Yep. Is Reed Richards the jealous type, or would
heaps?
I think it works. I think it works, and I think you're
even still. Reed will be seething and be like, "I had to deal with this drunken idiot." And where were you all night, Gorn?
Gorn, you were here with Wet.
Gorn
was
gone.
I know you were. I've put surveillance everywhere. I'm tracking you as we speak, and that's going to cause another issue.
I'm going to call up Reed Richards at this point and ask if he's got any optic blast preventable suits I could wear.
Do you have any ruby quartz lying around? Why? Who are you?
It's great to imagine Dusha, me and you crouched in a bush in just their underwear at a hotel. Fuck, dude. I don't know why I'm in trouble.
Thanks for hiding in this bush with me, dude.
Dude, that's okay, man. I'm so fucking scared.
You guys, I'm not going to try and find Seahawk and be like, you're a lawyer. You know? I need to report a crime.
Gene's like, I'm so sorry, Scott. I made a mistake. I'm like, no, you should at least calm him down so I don't die.
He's going to kill me.
This was your idea.
Where'd Wolverine go? He was my ride. He left. He had to.
His balls are too soft, bub.
I gotta find myself again. Ah,
go to
you
Canada.
Always say that.
Yeah, it was ever Canada.
That's bad. Wolverine comes and jumps out the window and scurries into the bush to find himself.
Damn it! I gotta clean up myself and
I didn't even
gotta sleep in an empty bed.
Yeah. A wet empty bed.
Rats. Well, I think you did a pretty good job.
Thank you.
I think you've damaged the Fantastic Four in a way, but it could also be all kept secret and done, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, the thing is, it's kind of like Reed to be like, well, this is fine. You can have your little trysts.
Yeah.
But we're going to still be a family.
Be like, for the public, we need to remain the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
We can't become the Fantastic Three, and we can't become the Fantastic Four and their bull. So we're going to have to we're gonna have to say the Fantastic Four. Maybe we can get divorced. Nevertheless, we remain as the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. So I reckon I've definitely hurt them emotionally.
Yeah.
And where it hurts the family.
Absolutely. Well, I think what I would like to do is to debate Reed Richards in a, well, not debate, I guess interview Reed Richards in a sort of Frost v. Nixon style interview where I can reveal to the world how lame the Fantastic Four are.
Can I be your Sam Rockwell, a.k.a. research boy?
Of course. Yes. So find me as much dirt on Reed as you can.
He's the lamest boy ever. I'm going to chat to Seahawk and see what she can dig up.
Oh, no.
Zammit is drunk again.
I think there are plenty of cool superheroes out there. I think they do nothing for New York's image. Mm-hmm. And I want to basically bully them live on air, in publicized for the world to see.
Yeah. Try and prove that Reed Richards was responsible for Watergate also.
I reckon.
While I'm here, Nixon was innocent. Don't lead with that, Jackson. No. That's not what this should be about.
Just Reed being like, yes, but when a superhero does it, it's not a crime.
It's always a crime.
Reed? All the producers are like, fucking got him.
You got him, Jackson. That's not what I wanted to do.
No.
Nixon is innocent.
This boy's lame. Yeah, well, again,
I'm tuning in because I'm very curious to where that's going.
Yeah.
Right, so as we all know, Richard Nixon, innocent. Tricky Dick is an unfair nickname. He was...
he was not tricky. He was a straight shooter.
Straight shooter Dick.
Yeah.
That's what they should have called him.
Straight-o Dick.
It's great to imagine what my producers just being like, do the interview.
No, there's a lot of things that Nixon did that he doesn't get. Yeah, he made the EPA. He was really important.
Mr. Reid, thank you for coming on. I no longer need you. I have a new goal. Proving the innocence of Richard Nixon.
Yes, he tapped a lot of. Yeah, sure, it wasn't great.
He did it for the people, for the American people.
Yeah, yes, he definitely made cannabis a lot worse than it actually. Yes,
absolutely. He did
sure, he made America significantly worse, but maybe that's good.
Absolutely. Oh no, Reid, come back.
But did you see the peace hands?
He did them. Whoever does the peace hands, that's a symbol for peace. That's
but also a symbol of hippies who love weed.
Yeah.
Which Nixon hates.
Yeah, but...
Can we go to a break? But
the peace symbols is kind of cool.
You can do it in a photo to look cute.
But Reid is not cool, and that's the subject I'm here to discuss today.
But thank God we got through it.
Drug use is sometimes seen as cool, and he hates drugs. Anyway, now for an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, do you know that we do too many shows across the Sanspants Radio Network? Take Shut Up a Second, our very first podcast we ever did. It's a nightmare reflection to where it all started, but damn it, I can't help but feel like a proud dad. Early on, I edited all the episodes, watching ever vigilantly from the producer box, until one day I realized they just didn't need me anymore. The training wheels had come off, and sure, there'd be some minor scraps along the way, but my heart beams with deep satisfaction of how far they've come. Oh, it's also just some hot, dumb, funny bullshit, so search for Shut Up a Second on iTunes or Spotify or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com.
So I think the first thing I'd get Reid to do would be stretch, and then I'd just look at the camera and be like, are you seeing this shit?
Lame.
Are you seeing this shit? Stretching? Who cares? And then I'd get Sue to do her power, and I'd be like, who cares? Invisible. Maybe Rock can stay. Hulk's better.
I like the idea that, I think I prefer Rock over Hulk.
Is that so?
Because Rock, ugly, stuck like that.
Yeah.
Feel bad. Hulk, don't feel bad.
I guess Rock gets the sympathy vote. Okay, yeah. Rock can stay.
Plus, Rock seems to not be that unstable, whereas Hulk, he seemed pretty unstable.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
When was the last time The Thing... The Thing's named The Thing. That's wild.
Like, who?
Rock. The Rock. Oh my God, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? He's a chef.
They describe themselves as the Fantastic Four. Terrible name.
Also, Reid, what's your name?
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic is the name of your superhero identity. Is Mr. Fantastic?
Can we? Okay, so Sue Storm, when you discovered that you were invisible, you were like, yes, I'll be called Invisible Girl. I mean, should have gone for woman, but that's fine. Hot Johnny Storm, you're like, hey, I catch on fire, Human Torch. That's fine.
Yeah.
Rock, I would have gone for Rock, but you went for the thing. Like, hey, I'm I'm ugly and I look like a thing. Okay. Maybe you saw John Carpenter's The Thing recently and sure. figured you're unlovable. That's fine. Don't have time to unpack that, but you call yourself a thing. Now, Reed.
Yeah.
You what? Decided you were a stretchy cunt.
What was your name?
And then you decided to call yourself, what was it again?
Mr. Fantastic.
Interesting. And you called your group the...
Fantastic Four.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty. And then I'll look at the camera. Lame. Can you describe your villains real quick? Mole Man? That's not very cool.
A dictator of a foreign country. Surely that shouldn't that be the US's problem?
Yeah, not yours.
A family.
How are you going to make fighting Galactus seem uncool?
There are other people that can do it that are cooler.
Galactus.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, get Captain Marvel to do it. Well, here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be like, who's the Herald of Galactus? The Silver Surfer. What's cool? Surfing. You want to stop that. And I'll look at the camera and say, Richard Nixon is innocent. Cut to an ad. I'm going to keep reminding the people.
You got to pepper that in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Doom, that's a cool name. Sure, he's a dictator of, he is a dictator, but
Latvia,
it's a cool name.
Or something.
Latveria or whatever.
Yep.
It's a cool name, and he's got a cool look. Nobody here has a cool look. Mm. You wear jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Name
Dr. Doom made a deal with the devil, made his face all weird and scarred
That's
or whatever.
That's awesome. That's sick as hell. Yeah. He should be our new hero. That's why I put it to the people that we put Dr. Doom in the old Fantastic Four building, and we send the Fantastic Four to Latveria.
Hey. Also, hey, Reed, what kind of car do you drive?
Yeah.
Is it a... Is it the Fantastica, which looks like four
bubbles connected in the middle?
And what's that? They can detach themselves and fly off?
Cool job,
isn't that
Reed.
Cool.
So interesting. Mm. Johnny Storm. No, not Johnny Storm. Johnny Blaze. Whatever. Ghost Rider's on fire, dude. And in a cool way. He's got a skull.
Yeah, look at this dickhead on fire. He's just hot.
I've not given them many opportunities to speak.
No. Also, hey, you know when you thought maybe a member of your team was perhaps too dangerous for influential youngsters? What did you decide to do, Reed? Was that make a lame robot called Herbie and shun your brother-in-law
Herbie,
to somewhere else?
Herbie, which, might I remind you, is named after a talking car. Mm.
The love
Yawnsville. The car is much cooler.
I'm there in the back. Yeah, give me the thumbs up.
You're doing it, Jackson.
Just a question from the audience.
What?
Would Richard Nixon not love Herbie, the love bug?
Well, he might love the sequels, Herbie Goes Bananas and Herbie on Holiday, which are classics.
Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, I believe is the name. Are you qualified for this?
In Herbie knowledge, yes.
No more questions.
Thank you very much to the Herbie fan in the audience. If anybody else has any questions about Herbie, the love bug, I would happily field them. In many ways, I wish this interview was about Herbie the love bug. You and the Jackson. No. Move on.
Now time for an ad.
Also, what else did Reed do? I was like, they made like that prison in the
raft.
No, and like the Phantom Zone. They decided that the no judge jury. They were just going to like wrap up all the superheroes and chuck them into the negative zone.
Doesn't that sound like something Richard Nixon would have loved to do?
Doesn't that sound like something you, Jackson, would also love to do?
That. Don't bring that up.
And now for an ad.
Scribbling that out.
Why did you... Shouldn't have asked that question. Sorry. That's cool as hell.
You gotta... fucking put Daredevil... You gotta make him... That was fucking sick.
Absolutely. Every single member of the Fantastic Four would be cooler alone. How about that for a bold claim? The Thing, living alone, maybe as a detective, that's cool. Johnny Storm is sort of like a superpowered jock. Cool. Invisible Woman, hard to make her cool, but still.
Being invisible is cool.
Maybe
I like
as a
the
spy,
idea that...
that'd be all right.
Also, like you've got the entire...
Hey, a spy, that's cool.
Right?
Now, Reed, though.
Well, he can...
Sue Storm.
What's good at stretching?
Yeah, Sue Storm should be Black Widow.
Yeah, she should. That would be cool.
Black Widow 2.
Yeah, there you go. Make her a spy for the military.
Shield was, I think, the word you were looking for.
I think also America that you stumbled on.
Military?
No more questions. Go to an ad. Jackson, we can't keep cutting to this many ads.
Every time they've run out of ads, they're now just like, sausages. Buy one today.
Yeah, just got you know what's good? Ham.
Bison, it just cuts to you, Zammit, as a producer. Yeah, get some ham, I guess, if you want.
You know, rats suck. Get some rat poison today. To
get rid of them.
Get rid of them rats.
Hey, feeling tired? Why not drink a coffee? Coffee. It's good.
Check your fruit bowl. Is a banana there? That's lucky.
Banana.
And we're back. The Mr. Fantastic's powers would only be good for cleaning sewers, stealing chips from vending machines.
He's just like getting like contracts for like, hey, here's a detective agency thing. I've got shit on line for you, Sue Storm. Yeah. Johnny, hey, there's like an American, like a high school American football team that needs a coach, which I reckon you'd be great at.
Fantastic, yeah.
And then you.
Steal chips.
Steal chips from a vending machine.
Clean a drain.
Oh, you'd be good at cleaning a drain.
If something gets lost down a hole, you could get down there and look.
Oh, loose change behind a couch.
Yeah.
You'd be good at that.
You could probably do a thing where if we made you sticky somehow, we put you in a house and you fill the house and collect all the dust, you know, like to clean a house.
That'd be all right.
We could do that.
And you could probably be, no, actually you'd be bad at that. Never mind.
Parachute for one guy.
If you got yourself real like tiny and made yourself into a ball, you could be a soccer ball.
You could be a basketball, any kind of ball.
Science for us. Stretch your arm as far as you can. Try and touch the sun. How hot is it?
Yeah. Did it hurt? And then you could tell us.
You could do a maze real good. Good in every direction.
Pretty quickly you could do a maze, I reckon.
You could help the next door neighbor kid beat that level of Mario without leaving your house.
Yeah. You could grab a helicopter out the air.
You could rescue cats from a tree.
That's about it.
That's it, I think. That's the list that I've got written.
It's a big list.
Yeah, and we won't care about you because none of them are cool.
Yeah, none of them are
cool. Except for stealing chips from a vending machine. That's cool as hell. And I think that's what you could do.
Yeah.
So I hope, American people, I've convinced you today that Richard M. Nixon is an innocent man. And then I put up my hands in the peace sign. I am not a crook. Good night. Credits roll.
We still got
10 minutes. Tonight's lesson half an hour early. Oh my god.
Hey, do you need us to put things on a surf? Have you heard of table?
Flutes are pretty cool. That's a pretty good sound you can get out of them. Buy one today. I don't know where from. A music store, I guess.
Just looking around.
Do they have those?
You need cables to plug into microphones. Why don't you get a cable today?
Are you looking for a producer who's... Because I don't know how this is going to look for my career. If you need someone to do, I did a pretty good job here considering. I can show you, I'd love to show you the script for this, but I don't think there was one. He didn't give me one, so.
Here's like this, like, can we just grab the camera? Yeah, there's like a mountain of research that we have, which is called Lame Richards. As you can see, untouched by Jackson's hands.
I don't know at what point he wrote that list of things Mr. Fantastic could do. I wasn't part of that. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm in my green room like, I think that went really well. Yeah. I think Richard Nixon's going to get out of jail.
Eating a platter of ham.
Yeah, things went all right for me. My future's looking bright. It's great also to imagine the Fantastic Four just awkwardly like sitting on the interview couch like, is he coming back? What was this?
Everyone's expecting.
He didn't ask us questions. He yelled at us for 20 minutes. We said 40.
But similar, like, as you were hoping for a Dr. Manhattan thing where he yells and disappears, but instead you disappeared to go eat ham.
How'd I do?
Well, the team stayed together.
Damn.
And you tried to get a former president out of jail that's not in jail. Yeah.
And how did that go for me?
Nixon's dead.
He's dead, but he's not in jail, so I guess you won.
Yes.
He did quit before he got.
Another victory for Jackson.
When did Nixon die?
I don't know.
Was it good?
I reckon, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you've done...
Yeah.
You've done something.
What do the American people think of the Fantastic Four?
They're like, maybe I don't need television anymore. All the programs are bad.
If this is what I'm going to be watching, screw that.
I reckon it'd be entertaining television, I guess.
Yeah, I want to see him interview more superheroes.
To be honest.
So show me your dick, Spider-Man.
JFK is still alive.
JFK is still alive, and I'm here to see Spider-Man's dick to see if it's regular dick or a spider dick. I got a photo here of what a spider dick looks
like.
Ah!
Yuck!
Don't show me your dick, dude, if it's a spider dick.
But if it's a real dick, that'll probably chew me up after looking at this. Oh!
I looked at it again. Just tear it up.
So anyway, Spider-Man. Show me your dick. But oh, if you don't show me your dick, I'm going to assume you've got a spider dick, and that's proof that you're a spider dick, and I'm going to throw up now.
Oh, man.
So even new Spider-Man, just show me you're still alive.
And then it cuts to technical difficulties.
Thank you to our sponsor, condoms. Wrap your dick.
In brackets, especially if it's a spider's.
So, you've both done a pretty good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
But I think you've attacked the Fantastic Four, one, not violently enough, and two, too late in their career.
That sounds right.
Me, on the other hand, going back to the source.
Okay.
So, I was thinking, obviously, MCU, time travel exists in different situations, yeah. But I think the easiest way for me to do this is befriend Kitty Pryde.
Uh-huh.
I've already been to the X-Mansion. Yeah. I'm well acquainted with both Jean Grey and Cyclops.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jean loves you.
Yeah, Jean loves me. Cyclops, everyone hates, so his opinion doesn't matter.
That's the guy that fucked my wife. Come in. That rules.
Who has it at this point, Scott? Come on now.
All right. Fucked the wife. Up top. Do what you like. Goodbye.
Hey, Kitty Pryde. I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah,
what?
You know how you sent... I think it was originally you, but we're going with a different timeline. Remember when he sent Wolverine back in time to a younger version of himself?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
In Days of Future Past of the film.
Yes. So you're going to Days of Dusha Past.
I'm going to Days of Dusha Past.
Okay.
So
go back.
Back. Sorry, I think you have a problem with your plan.
No, see, I'm currently... How long... You know what my plan is now.
Yeah.
How long have Fantastic Four been Fantastic Four?
Well,
if you're going from the comic dates...
You're in trouble.
Yeah, well, it's the 60s, so I'm not even cum.
A sperm and an egg.
My dad is probably almost still cum.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, we could go with...
when was the last reboot?
The air date of the Fantastic Four series, which is the cartoon, 1994.
Or we could, if we're just picking random things, we can go the air date of Fantastic Four feature-length film.
Yeah, which, that's true.
Or the last time there was
1994, douche.
Or the last time there was a reboot, the Fan Four Stick, we can go with that date, which is like 2014 or something. No one can remember.
No one knows.
Yeah, I haven't seen that film and can only assume it's not real.
When did Fan Four Stick come out? 2015.
All right, let's send you back to 2015.
The Bean Fantastic Four.
Wow, that did not do well across the board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Critically.
9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It destroyed a man's career and really almost... Look, Fantastic Four are back at Marvel for a reason. Yeah. Anyway.
So you're back at...
2015.
2015.
Got to get to NASA.
Sure. Okay.
I get to NASA. Great. I'm I'm capable. I'm still in my 20s. I could get to NASA.
You can get a plane.
Yeah. I'm capable of flying. I got a passport.
Do you have enough money in your bank account at 2015 to get to the US?
Yes.
All right. Good.
Because I haven't moved out yet. So still got that bond and rent.
Perfect. That's all we needed.
Yeah. So you get to, and you don't even have to get, you don't have to be an astronaut or anything to work at NASA if that's your plan. You can just do some of the calculations or whatever.
So
clean the ships.
I could just do research beforehand so that I have the memory of what happened, so then I can just impress them with because someone I can pretty much I'm just plagiarizing from the future.
Yeah. That's
and fine. Then someone would be like, no, I did those calculations. I'm like, well then why do I
how
know
how
them?
Are they in my brain, idiot?
You're a good friend with Jean Grey.
Mm.
So before you go back in time, you're like, Jean Grey,
make me clever.
Make me clever and give me all the information about this particular day, time, whatever, in my brain. So and she'd be like, yeah, we're getting rid of the Fantastic Four. You're like, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know of course, the cucking thing didn't work. I don't know if you saw Jackson's television broadcast, but I don't know what he was trying to do there. I'm going back in time. I like to imagine her touching your forehead to give you the knowledge, and you get a big blood nose. One of your eyes gets bloodshot. Ow!
I think I also just cum.
That's crazy.
Okay. My body did not like that.
So you arrive at NASA.
Yeah, and I've got all the knowledge. So
who's this clever cunt? Come in.
Thank you. I'm like, all right. So I believe there's a test flight today for
Reed Richards system. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben Grimm, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pilot or something.
Depressing name. Why, anyway.
He's like a military pilot. Why are we getting him in an astronaut?
I don't know. Weird. But yeah, we're sending him off into space.
All right. We should probably just delay. I've been looking at these calculations.
Yep.
And these don't add up. Yeah. And look, I'll just throw stuff at them. And then if I delay it long enough, then maybe they don't ever become the Fantastic Four.
They just become very rich scientists.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah. I wonder if you could go.
Yeah, because like. It's just like go into space, gets shot by cosmic rays.
Which means that if I just change it slightly, those cosmic rays are missing.
Yeah.
So where do those cosmic rays go?
Who are they hitting?
Me. Go straight into that. Oh!
Your other eye goes bloodshot and your ears bleed. My body is not having a good day. Then you get all
hand
the powers.
Hand goes rock, other hand goes invisible. Leg goes stretchy.
Other leg
torso
hot.
Torso on fire.
Oh. Can't you imagine one leg just shooting out like a rocket, stretching off across into the distance over the horizon?
My last words are, I did it, and I just die.
He did what?
He just got... He got what? Rocky gone and
what the fuck just happened? What in the name of God? Where did his leg go? Follow that man's leg.
And someone put out his torso. Give me a fire extinguisher.
Just in NASA, just looking at a screen, realizing, see the cosmic ray miss, and I'm like, and then a blue light. My buddy.
Buddy, yeah.
I did it.
What? What is happening?
Nature finds a way or whatever. You left a void.
It's really great to imagine like the NASA scientist standing around your coffin, which is like your body and then a coiled up leg. They're like, What happened here?
I would go down in history with the most baffling final.
Did we? Is he our input? Do we have to pay a death?
What? Is he dead? What is this? Nobody's paying attention fire. To the rocket ship coming back with Mr. Fantastic and crew, and it just crashes. Oh, yeah, that's sad, but I don't know what this is.
He did it.
He did what? Was this his plan? This his mystery hand... man who arrived not a day earlier.
His hand is very clever, but his hand is a rock.
It looks like his hand's not there, but it is there. It's invisible.
We can feel it. Also, he's still not out. He's still on fire.
We gotta cut this man open and find out what's going on. It's great to imagine them just with your limbs. He did what? What did he do?
Well, now you've become a great science experiment. Oh no, what if?
What if Reed Richards? Oh, he died in a fire crash.
Or it's kind of like they get the animated corpse of the Fantastic Four or whatever, get them and graft your power set onto them.
That's all right, because then all four of them are me.
Oh, that's true.
All right.
You're bashed, Mole Man.
Yeah. I got a hammer.
I would love a mock-up of, you know, Fantastic Four 1, where they're fighting Mole Man. That, but they're all saying, you're bashed, Mole Man. Issue 1 of You're Bashed, Mole Man.
Wow, this comic book where they just beat up this underground fella repeatedly.
He just seems like a little old man.
Graft this. Remember I did it? Remember that guy? So we got his limbs and we grafted the... We analyzed it. And we were able to graft the... I guess it was weird. It was four separate powers.
Yeah.
And we managed to graft it onto the dead bodies of those four astronauts.
So we have an astronaut with a rock arm, an astronaut with an invisible arm.
But we managed to cut. So it's all over. So, but they all seem to have developed the personality of that man who said,
I did it.
So we've sat them down and asked them, perhaps maybe if there was.
Oh, no,
like,
I'm getting interviewed.
Kind of legacy. Yeah. So like some sort of muscle or memory or whatever to be like, what was it that this person did? And they just keep saying, you're bash cunt.
Yeah, they just keep.
I will kill you. Leave me alone. I remember being dead.
We don't know if this was a side effect of the experiments we've done, or if that was just the personality of the other.
I have shared consciousness. I can rank what being each member of this team is like. Rockman dead last.
I've been to heaven and bashed God, so no one will die from now on.
He claims to have bashed God.
All right, then.
If you die, you go to hell. Heaven's closed.
They are freaking out up there.
No one's ever done it before.
I did it.
I did it. I just keep
We don't know.
He's claiming everything now.
The young man's intention.
We just can't know if that's true. That's the worst bit.
Go to. He calls it heaven.
Mr. Fantastic. Well, yeah. Joel Fantastic. Head just stretches up. Like, so my neck's really long. My head disappears into the clouds. Then I come back down. I'm like, just checked again. Still bashed.
That doesn't make. How did he.
That's baffling. Is a place you can get to? Is that what he was trying to.
Is that what he was saying?
He's just, look at an aeroplane.
Doesn't matter, I did it.
Well, I feel like you had the greatest effect on the Fantastic Four.
I killed all four members and then became them.
Yeah, I guess you won.
And also, sometimes Dr. Doom is on that plane.
That's true.
So I solved that problem too.
And you killed a leader of a sovereign nation.
So yeah.
That's neat.
I guess you did it. I guess you took down the Fantastic Four.
I guess you did it.
I did it.
Yeah, I suppose you did do it.
Peace, I did it.
I am not a crook.
I am not a crook, I did it.
Richard Nixon is innocent. Thanks for coming on the show.
Tricky douche. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And we've all been various levels of successful, and that's the one takeaway here. Absolutely. Friendship and teamwork.
Baby.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead. And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.